Hello and welcome to Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio every week. I'm Sarah Lloyd, your host this week, alongside our brilliant alchemist Zoe Foster. Mother Speaks is an unapologetic deep dive and occasionally stumbling journey into the mother energy from mothering children, businesses, and the wisdom of Mother Earth herself. We're a community called together to co-author the book Wake Up Mother, which you can actually find out more about on our website, wakeupmother.com. And here on the radio show and podcast, we're a collective of four creatrix mothers at various stages of parenthood and project development. Last week, you heard from Clara and Kathy talking with Deborah Kilby about her voyage into spirit babies. And this week, we are joined by the magical Nicola Humber. Hi, Nicola.
Hello. I'm really excited to be here.
And we're so excited to have you here because not only are you the founder of the Unbound Press, which is the, well, held our space through the Wake Up Mother book, but also, yeah, well, I'm going to shut up and let you talk, actually, because, you know, you can do it better than me.
What am I?
Yeah. Who are you and why are you here?
Well, yeah, I am founder of the Unbound Press, which is this soul-led publishing company for magical women who are writing world-changing books. And Wake Up Mother is definitely one of those. I'm an author myself, and I'm not actually a mother of any children. So it's really interesting for me to be having this conversation around mother and what that means to me and mother energy and how we get to mother in different ways.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think there's a backstory to how we met, wasn't it? And I think that we met on a Rebecca Campbell kind of day retreat. How many years ago now? About 5 years ago?
Longer than that.
Probably. Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a while now. But I think at the time we were both kind of sitting there thinking, oh, I'm not sure I want to stay here. And we had to sit there and do this exercise where, what would you do if you weren't afraid? Mm. And you had to sit there and look at each other and go, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And at first, like, you know, you just like some more money. don't really know. And it was kind of, when you ask yourself that question, it really opens something up. And that's when I learned you were telling me you were a writer and that you were writing books. And I was completely inspired at that moment when you started telling me about what you were doing. And you were writing your first book then, weren't you?
I think it had just come out that summer, Here We Are in a Good Girl. And really, I didn't think of it as a birth at the time, but I'd birthed this book into the world and then kind of done nothing with it. So I was very much at that stage of like, is this it? Like I thought that writing a book, birthing a book would, you know, change everything for me. And all of a sudden, like, my business would take off and I'd know what I was meant to be doing in the world. And that wasn't the case. So I guess I was feeling like quite lost when we met, Sarah. And it took, you know, a good couple of years from that point, or longer even, to kind of find my way and, you know, starting the Unbound Press, which happened in November 2018. I feel like that was a massive turning point for me, but totally unexpected. And there's something there around, like, we birth these creations, whether they're like children, businesses, books, we never know what they're going to become. Like, they have a life of their own. And I think that's been a key kind of learning for me, is that we have to kind of let go of any attachment to how things are going to unfold and what our creations are going to do in the world.
And I think, I mean, we talk about this a lot in Wake Up Mother, the actual book itself. And there feels like there's always this moment in time where we shift from being in our maiden to our mother. Mm. You know, some of us, it's actually physically giving birth. For others, it's maybe a couple of years after they've given birth and things start to kind of land and awareness. And obviously, not being a mother of children, but a mother of books, I wonder, did you have kind of that moment in time where it was evident you'd shifted?
I don't feel that happened till quite late. I almost feel it's interesting how I feel about kind of the mother energy, because I almost feel like I skipped straight from maiden to kind of towards enchantress and towards, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I almost skipped the mother piece. And it's only really, you know, I think kind of being involved or holding space for Wake Up Mother, you know, that inspired me to reflect on how I feel about my own mother energy and, you know, how I do mother, because I've kind of ignored that aspect of me and resisted it. I really feel I was still, like, even though when we met, I was kind of like, yeah, late-ish 40s, I feel like I was almost still in my maiden then. And that's why I was writing about heal, you're in a good girl. There was a lot of maiden energy still there. And yeah, so I feel like I skipped the whole mother piece. And it's only now that I'm reflecting on, no, actually, I do get to express this. You know, I'm already expressing this energy in the world and really kind of coming to terms with that for myself.
That's massive. That's like, wow. Because, I mean, you hold space so beautifully for all of us writers and, you know, myself writing, connecting the dots and then following up with Wake Up Mother and Zoe, who's in the throes of writing your books coming soon, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And that piece about being held and supported by you and by the team at Unbound, it's just unparalleled, that sense of, it really is a mothering energy. And I say this without having a great mother figure to kind of lean on to idolize, that mother energy that actually really is supportive and space holding and nurturing is huge. And I just don't feel like that is something that is, I want to say normal, but normal in our world. It's not there.
It's not there in business, is it? It is something that I definitely feel like, Nicola, you're a trailblazer in that respect, because you are, you know, there's conscious action and things are happening and there's all these ideas, but there's also this real allowance of being, which, you know, having worked with you and for you and alongside you and, you know, all of the journeys, all the different facets, the one constant that I found with you is that you just are, you know, you're embodying what I think so many business women or women in business would love to be. And I think that's, you know, it's massive to, it's a joy to witness. And it, as I say, it's so inspirational. It's
it really is massively inspirational. Yeah.
Well, I kind of don't know how it's happened, but I do know, like, that intention, like, it's so important to me that everybody feels held, like, certainly our authors at the Unbound Press, that's always, I don't think I even had to really think about it at the beginning. I just knew, because I see the whole book writing journey, like, obviously the books are important, but it's the transformational experience you get to have as you're writing and also publishing your book. And once it's out in the world, I just knew that it was really important that we're not just kind of dealing with a practical elements of publishing, that, you know, there's an honoring and a holding of everything else that goes along with that. And not just for the authors, but, you know, for us as the team members as well, because, like, these books are powerful and the processes that our authors are going through, you know, they're powerful. So it activates all sorts of stuff. So we can't just be doing the nuts and bolts and, you know, putting everything else to one side. It's really important that, you know, space is held for everything. And the beautiful thing is, you know, we all hold space for each other. Like everyone on the Unbound Press team is holding space for me as I'm holding space for them, you know, and it's the same with the authors, actually. Like the authors that we attract at the Unbound Press, like everyone's just got this amazing quality where they are able to hold space for themselves and hold space for others. So it feels like that kind of container is really strong.
Yeah. And I think what I also loved, you know, because there's lots of different ways you can publish books, isn't there? You can go down so many people want to go down the traditional route. You can self-publish. There's lots of different routes to publish your book. But I wonder if it might be lovely just to share a little bit about, you know, why you are, apart from the fact that there is a community of people that are sat around you cheering you on and supporting you in this. Like, I mean, that for me was a no-brainer. But is there anything else that we can be sharing with the listeners about the publishing process that maybe is slightly different to what is out there already?
I do feel like the community aspect is, you know, that's so important. And that's something that kind of sets us apart. And also the acknowledgement of the book writing, book birthing process as one of transformation. But also, you know, it's all about our authors being able to fully express themselves in their books and the way that the books are birthed as well. So it's really important to me and everyone on the team at the Unbound Press that like the whole process is collaborative and that we honour each author's voice in whatever way that's coming through, whether it's words or like Zoe with your amazing artwork as well. And more of the books are kind of starting to take on a visual element, which I just find so interesting. The truest essence of what each author wants to share, like that's what we want to hold space for. And I don't feel like you certainly don't get that in the traditional publishing world.
I think that's what I loved about the editing as well. It's such a light touch in that, yes, it's all, you know, you're not completely, things aren't ripped out because it's not going to sit well. It's it's the truest form of expression.
And also like honoring the fact that like we are a community, but not everyone in the Unbound kind of writing community feels the same way about things. Like there are different voices, different perspectives, and yeah, it's not about kind of, oh, well, we've got this blanket view of how the world is and how it should be. It's like allowing that diversity of expression as well. That's something that's really, really important.
And that in terms of the mother energy, for me, I feel like that must be quite a challenging space to hold as well. Having, as you say, it's not like a little clique of people who all kind of think and feel the same way. How does that feel in terms of in holding that space?
There has to be like a big, like for me, I guess a lot of it, thanks for asking the question, because I haven't really, I don't know if I really kind of consciously reflected on that, but there's a big piece around like non-attachment. Like it's not, yes, I'm holding space for the Unbound Press and what the Unbound Press wants to be and that community, but it's not mine and it's not me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So whatever is expressed through that, I mean, obviously I take responsibility and we, you know, take responsibility as the Unbound Press for, you know, what we are sharing with the world, but like I'm not attached to like every single word or, you know, what's put out there.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's having to let go of that control.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just made me think as well in terms of, you know, often we talk about the mother energy being very supportive and nourishing and kind of soft, But when does your mama bear come out? Like, I'm sure she has at times in, you know, holding space for all of these amazing projects.
Yeah. I feel if I get, I can get fierce when, like, if anyone messes with one of my authors or team, you know, if somebody, and yeah, like, this doesn't really happen very often, but like, I can't really think of an example where it's happened at all. But if somebody is getting like stressed in the publishing process or with something, which can happen because it is stressful, yeah, like, you know,
yeah,
things go wrong. But if somebody is, yeah, communicating in a, yeah, if someone is not communicating respectfully, you know, particularly to one of the team, then yeah, my fierce mama bear will come out. Or if that was happening with one of the authors, one of my children.
We do need to take a tiny little break for a space for a track, and we've just selected, I think it's the theme tune for the Unbound Press and definitely Wake Up Mother. So we're just going to leave you with You're the Voice by Marisha Wallace, and we will be back after the break.
We have a chance to turn the pages over. We can write what we want to write. Gotta make ends meet before we get much older.
That makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello and welcome back to Mother Speaks. You're listening to Sarah Lloyd and Zoe Foster, joined by Nicola Humber on UK Health Radio. And we were just talking about how writing books are like children, quite frankly. And having just birthed my own collaborative book, Wake Up Mother, which is available on all good bookshops, by the way. We were just talking about how the book writing process, certainly at the Unbound Press, is slightly different to perhaps something that you may have also experienced. And I know, I mean, I've worked with authors that have self-published. I've worked with authors that have walked through the normal publishing channels. And I think suffice to say, if you're not J.K. Rowling, you are kind of forgotten within weeks of your book being out there. And I think that's another thing that I love about the Unbound Press. And this is that it's speaking into that mother nurturing energy that you bring, is there is this longevity to the journey of the book, because books, you know, I think that's another thing we've certainly talked about on our walks in the past, is that books, just because you've launched them doesn't mean they, you know, they stop being relevant. What do you think? I just want to ask Nicola what you think about that, because I know we've talked about this in depth. So, yeah.
Yeah. When you just said, you know, the books are like children, like, you know, they are like, we get to have an ongoing relationship with them. And actually, you know, that's, again, at the Unbound Press, that's something that I'm really passionate about, like our relationship with each author. It doesn't just end when the book is out or a few weeks after the book has been out in the world. Like, it's an ongoing relationship, because like, that's really the beginning of the journey. Once the book is birthed into the world, like, why on earth would you kind of birth something and then just go, okay, I'm on to the next thing now, I'm just gonna leave you over there. Like, you know, our books, they have this life of their own, and they have an intelligence of their own and a kind of a personality of their own, and they kind of know what they want to be. So there's something about holding space for our books once they're out in the world as well. It's really fascinating. We had a whole conversation about this in the Unbound Writing Mastermind last night on one of our calls. And I think when we shift our kind of perspective from, you know, whatever it is we're creating, whether it's a book or, you know, a radio show or a business, when we stop thinking of it like something that
it's kind of very linear, and
exactly,
yeah,
and we start thinking about it in terms of a relationship. And also, yeah, you know, books, yes, okay, they're a physical, well, you know, sometimes a physical option, obviously a physical object, but they don't stop kind of growing and evolving once they're out in the world. Well, this is my experience and my belief. Like, they get to continue evolving even once they're out in the world. Like, they are a dynamic entity, which I'm really like, as authors, what we experience once our books are out in the world, like the transformation and the healing that we experience, I believe that impacts each one of our creations that is already out in the world.
Oh yeah. I'd love to speak into this a little bit, actually, because This really, really always reminds me so much of, you know, I wanted to be a writer, I wanted to be a published author for my entire life. And, you know, we first met, Nicola, I think, when I was trying to write my first serious book and going about it in that very kind of linear way. And what I didn't know, what I didn't realize at all at the time, and what is not held and understood by the general publishing industry, is that even as you're writing a book, or even beginning to research it, everything's evolving and shifting around what you actually want to write and explore and how you want to write it. And if you've written a book proposal, or, you know, you've gone to a publisher and said, right, this is what I'm going to write, then that's what they expect you to deliver. And it's like, but actually, once I'd written my book proposal, I wanted to move on. Yeah. I wanted to do something else. And that's, yeah, it just, it blows my mind that this is seen as quirky and kind of not the done thing, how to do this.
Yeah, but you're not the only person that I've heard that from. You know, people who've written, like, spent so much time and energy creating a book proposal, and then it's like the energy's gone out of it because...
Yeah,
yeah. I guess that's what's so lovely about maybe collaborative books, because there are a few, obviously Wake Up Mother's a collaboration, and I know that there's a few bubbling away at the Unbound Press, but I guess that's another thing in that for someone who really wants to write a book, but actually what it is they just need to tell an aspect of their story, maybe a collaborative book is a good way to do that. Because that's not something something relatively new, isn't it, I guess, in the last year or so.
Yeah, the collaborative books, I feel like it's a really good starting place for a lot of people to have the experience of, like, writing something and for that to be part of a book and to go through the publishing process, you know, and have an experience of that, because that's a whole other thing. And the first time you go through it, it can be like, you know, you can feel like you've just... being pulled through a hedge backwards, to be honest. It's like, what just happened? So, you know, if you have, it's almost like if you have the experience of being part of a collaborative book, you get that kind of homeopathic little kind of like drop of what it's like, even though it can feel a lot bigger than that, even with a collaborative book, like, it's not always.
But you're also sharing it with all the other authors, exactly.
I mean, there are ways of doing collaborative books that are not done in the same way as the Unbound Press. So I have had experience of submit your chapter, get the book, see you later. It's kind of, and it's that, oh yeah, wow, I've been, you know, my chapter's been published in this book and I've had no contact whatsoever with anybody else.
Yeah.
But I guess what the beauty of certainly Wake Up Mother and some of the other collaborative books I've supported you on, they're very different, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like community, like creating in community and, you know, in collaboration is more and more what we're meant to be doing. And not just for collaborative books, you know, even with our like individual books. That's why I'm such a big fan of like writing circles and groups and like having a community of people around you as you are going through this book writing process. Like, we're not meant to be doing any of this stuff on our own, you know. It's that idea that you just tuck yourself away up in your office and write this book, create this thing, and then, you know, birth it into the world, and you've had no kind of support or holding around that process. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
I love the way that the team supports you in that, you know, there's the process of writing the book and submitting the manuscript. And then, you know, you meet with the author and you meet with the designer, and it's all very, you know, you are held at every single step of the way, even to after the fact. And, you know, even... just talking of my own experience with connecting the dots, I think I refer to her as a she. I think she came because she landed just as we went into lockdown around the pandemic, and it was like, oh, okay. And she just kind of had a resurgence last year. And what I think we forget, and I imagine that there's books that all of us refer back to. And, you know, I mean, one of my favorite books was The Alchemist. And that's, you know, that was published 25 years ago. It was self-published, wasn't it, first? And then, you know, the story is still relevant. And I think that's the other thing. It's like, even though you wrote, like, Here You're in a Good Girl, I imagine that there's still wisdom that you go back to. And I mean, I look at mine and go, who the hell wrote that?
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, again, this was a conversation I was having yesterday. It's amazing to think that our books will be out in the world, or can be out in the world, even after we've got, you know, that they, you know, we really are leaving a legacy through our books. And that's so, like, that just blows my mind. That's a really beautiful thing. So, yeah, there's so much more to like, certainly books, but the creative process than a lot of the ways we've been conditioned to do it and to think about it. And I guess at the end of the day, it's all about connection. It's about the connection we have with ourselves as we're in the process, and the connection that we have with others.
It's bringing back that energy, isn't it? That energy piece, because that, you know, in the kind of traditional, like, business world, energy isn't even considered. And to me, that's taking the soul out of it completely. You know, it's,
yeah,
what is a book, what is a product of any kind without that energy, that soul?
Yeah, completely. What's the point? What is the point otherwise, really?
Yeah, it's definitely something that to think about, because I mean, that was another thing that I found when I was writing my own personal book, but also Wake Up Mother, was just this stuff just kept happening to me. And it's like, oh, now I understand that needs to go in the book, or that's the part of the missing piece of that puzzle, or that missing wisdom that I needed to then complete that chapter. Or do you find, I mean, am I alone in that? I don't think I am, but
no. You're definitely not. And that's why, you know, Zoe, what you were saying about the book proposal, okay, it can be a good starting place, but as soon as we make that commitment to writing a book, and this doesn't just happen with books, but all sorts of stuff starts to happen in our experience to inspire and bring through kind of other like content and ideas and inspiration that is meant to be in the book. So if we're just like, oh, I'm rigidly going to stick to my plan because that's what I said I would write, we're missing out on all of this other stuff that is wanting to come through. So like making that commitment and saying yes to a project, whether that's a book or a business or whatever it is, like, it really is, that's just the beginning. Like, we only know the tip of the iceberg very often, and we will start have it, like, it happens over and over again. And even, I'm sure you're experiencing this at the moment, like, once the book goes into the world, like, that activates a whole other level. The, like, learning certainly doesn't stop then, you know, it does. It takes you to a whole other level with it. So, yeah, which is why I love it. It's such a fascinating and, like, multi-layered process.
Definitely. And I think as well, sorry, Sarah was mentioning it was something that made me think about in terms of, like, what we actually commit to putting into a book, or like a collaborative project in particular. And for me, it was really about learning to lean into what was coming through rather than what my brain and my ego and my business kind of mind might think, oh, this would be really good to put in the book because then people will find out more about, you know, my business or whatever. For me, it wasn't about that at all. Actually, the piece that came through for me for Wake Up Mother was completely kind of left field, and I had to just really trust that that was the right thing to put in. And even now I'm kind of doubting it, But, you know, it's there, it's in there, it came through for a reason, and it's trusting that. And I do believe that is such an essential piece to, yeah, that kind of being mothers to ourselves.
Yeah, 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 being mothers to ourselves, and also, you know, being mothers to, like, what you're creating when it's not what you, you know, maybe it doesn't look all nice and shiny.
Yeah.
as you expected it to be, but trusting that, you know, what it is becoming is exactly what's needed. I've had that experience. We're just bringing together another collaborative book, Tales from the Unbound Path, and my chapter in that is like a short story that I wrote, oh my goodness, probably about 5 years ago, and I've never kind of published it anywhere else, and I felt like it was just for me for a long time, and I don't know if it will make sense to anyone else, to be honest. I don't know, it's you know, it's quite abstract, but I was just like, I've just felt, no, this is the time, this is what, you know, this is my contribution to Tales from the Unbound Path. And yeah, so just trusting that is huge. Like, trust is, I don't know, it's probably the most important thing, I think, when it comes to, I guess, mothering and the creative process.
I think, yeah, in terms of the creative process, that's the biggest lesson that I have learned and keep learning, is just infinite levels of trust. Yeah. And also attached to that is becoming expectationless. So this feeling of, you know, we can so easily get into a kind of contractual energy of, well, if I do this, then this will happen.
Yeah.
And if that thing doesn't happen, then you feel disappointed or, you know, let down or a failure. And so that going into creative projects, that you've really got to cultivate that feeling of just becoming expectationless about it, because it's about enjoying and about expressing yourself. And anything that happens as a result of that is a bonus.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Definitely. We have to break again, break our flow again for another yeah. track. But Zoe, I think you were going to introduce that one this time.
Yeah. So it's called The Moon's Song, and it's by Olivia Fearn. I just discovered it, and it's about shining big and bold and bright.
Oh, I love that. We'll be right back.
I went for a walk under the moon, and I asked her for a song. Reflecting the light.
The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you're back with Sarah Lloyd, Zoe Foster, and our special guest Nicola Humber from the Unbound Press. You're listening to Mother Speaks on UK Health Radio, and we were just talking about trusting the creative process, whether it's actually physically giving birth, because there is a lot of you have to hand it over, your body takes over, right? But also with regards to book publishing, I have to say the book publishing for Wake Up Mother was a little bit like giving birth. There was definitely a feeling of being squeezed down the birth canal. And you know, we had this date in sight, and then there's a few tweaks that needed to be made, and there was a few bits and bobs to be added, and then the thing wasn't, you know. And I think that for me, as a self-confessed in recovery control freak, it was really interesting to just let go of the reins and just throw it over to just trusting Nicola and your team, but also just trusting it was going to land when it was supposed to. It is actually really freeing, but also super scary.
Yeah,
I just want to present that.
And I have to say, Sarah, that you were absolutely incredible in holding space for all of us authors and the whole process and all of the details and all of the gubbins that had to support that whole project. You were absolutely amazing in holding all of that. And I don't know how you did it.
As I said, in recovery.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I took, and this is an inspiration I've taken from you, Nicola, is I took myself out of the situation. I went on retreat, and it was really quite weird for me to sort of, because normally you're sat at your desk, you're waiting for it to all happen, and you're getting all like this. And it's like, actually, I'm just going to step away from everything. So I stepped away from the family. I went on retreat with one of our other Unbound authors, Melina, who does amazing retreats. And she basically, I was on my own, and it was just glorious because I only had to think about myself. And then I had the capacity to then support the other 14. Well, there was 14 of us, the other 13 of us, as we went through that process. So it was really a real kind of exercise in that self-care, that mothering. It was so, there was a part of me that was like, why are you doing this? But then it was so needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that. And it's interesting because that makes me think of an experience we had. You know, these books are always going to do their own thing. Like, we can't control when they're going to, you know, we have a release date. And it's like, okay, yeah, most of the time it does happen like that, but sometimes it doesn't. And we had a book last year where we had all kind of weird issues, which shouldn't have been issues, around the book release. And it wasn't ready, you know, it wasn't going through on the actual release date. And I was going on retreat like to deepest West Wales, where there was no internet connection. And I remember driving there and I had to stop at the services on the way to try and sort something out. Because, like, you know, I felt such a sense of responsibility to, you know, birth this book on the day that it was meant to. And it just wasn't happening. So I just had to go and be on retreat for those 3 days and trust that, you know, the team were amazing. They were doing what they needed to do, that the book was going to do what it needed to do. I remember at one point just lying in a hammock, looking up at the trees around me. And it's like the trees were almost laughing, going, because my mind was like, oh my God, but what, you know, what's going to happen? Will the author just be really angry? And, you know, I just felt, you know, all of this stuff coming up, and the trees were just like, no, like there's nothing for you to do. There's nothing you can do. You just have to let go. And that was so powerful for me to allow myself to have that experience. And actually, I was speaking to my husband afterwards when I got back, and actually everything just magically flowed through as I was driving back from Wales. Somehow, like, the book just went through and appeared everywhere it was meant to. So, and Mark, my husband, was saying, he said, I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have gone on retreat, been on retreat. I would have had to have, like, you know, been trying to sort it out, trying to fix it. The thing is, there was nothing that anyone could do. Like, we couldn't fix it. It was all just, like, weird, nothing to do with us.
Technology takes it out of our hands sometimes, doesn't it?
I could have been at my desk for the whole of those 3 days trying to, I don't know what I would have done, because there was nothing I could do, but I could have done that. But the most powerful thing was to, like, allow myself to have that experience.
Yeah. We've talked quite a bit about that fixing kind of mentality and energy, haven't we? About, you know, the world that we live in is very much like, well, if something isn't working, we've got to smash our head against the wall to try and fix it, as you know. Yeah. And if you're not seen to be doing that, then you're seen to be irresponsible in some way. Exactly. And that's such a hard habit and belief to break through.
Definitely.
I don't know about you, but it's something that I, again, going back to that trust piece, isn't it? Over and over and over.
Yeah. I think we need to know that we can care really deeply about something and want the best outcome, and also not be like really actively trying to fix it and make it happen. Yeah. And that was like such a big learning for me.
But it's so funny because you're saying this and I'm in the hangover of, you know, I was on retreat, the book went out, everything was lovely. We made number one in hot new releases. It was really, and I have no idea how we did that either, but we set the intention and it happened. But now I'm kind of feeling, oh, have I done enough? It's always this thing, isn't it? It's a definite mother energy in that you've done all the things. Everything went perfectly, but then there's still this tiny weeny bit of guilt, or have I done enough? There's still that question. So for me, I'm still working on that.
The enough piece. But like, it's only like, as we're recording this, it's like a week since the book's been out. So there's no rush, is there? There's no rush.
Yeah. Like, I think being back in my home has made me a little bit like, what have I missed? And it's like, stop it. And you know, went on a parents' evening last night, and it's exactly what I need. You know, what my kid's doing at school is exactly what I needed to hear. You know, stop worrying about everybody else. Focus on your own thing. It's like, okay. So it definitely mirrors out in everything that we do, whether it's our children or it's our books or our business. It's just, how are you? I mean, if there was any kind of leave behind guidance or advice, if there's anyone listening that's writing their book or is interested in writing their book, what kind of, have you got any tips, advice, guidance you'd like to leave behind before we wrap up our lovely interview today?
I think it kind of, it's like bringing together everything that we've spoken about today. But for me, the key thing is we can have this idea that we should know exactly what the book is going to be when we're getting started. And actually, no, just like trust, if you're feeling that call to write a book, to birth a book, then like know that that's just the beginning, and you kind of commit to that, you say yes, and that's when the clarity starts to drop in and you start to have these experiences that will make it very clear about what the book needs to be. And I think you did that so beautifully with Wake Up Mother, actually. Like, Sarah, you said yes, and then, you know, brought this circle of people together to be part of it. And like, you didn't know what it was going to be at the beginning. And I think that can stop so many people from getting started, because it's like, oh, well, I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be. So I probably, that probably means that I shouldn't be writing it yet. And it's like, no.
Or getting lost in all the details.
Exactly.
Plan things out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just start then, yeah?
Just, well, but yeah, that's it.
Basically. And don't do it alone, because you know what? It's a lonely place, isn't it? Writing a book.
It is. It is. Yeah, I really recommend that people invite others into the process in, you know, whatever way that is. Maybe that's like sharing your journey on social media or in a kind of Substack or, you know, email, whatever it is, like right from the beginning. So you're not doing it alone, and you're getting, you know, you're having that energy of connection in everything you're doing.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Nicola. If you've enjoyed listening to this episode of Mother Speaks, please tell your friends. And if you'd like to listen again, you can do on demand on ukhealthradio.com and on the podcast stream on all major platforms. We also have a Spotify playlist handily called Mother Speaks, containing tracks from the shows so far. And this is part of our Wake Up Mother community. And you can find out more about us on wakeupmother.com. And we have an interactive portal at wakeupmother.substack, where you can catch all the latest Wake Up Mother news. Listen to Mother Speaks Unplugged, because there's always some juicy and raw content that comes out after maybe a few swear words. And we're also on Instagram as wakeupmother_community. We'd love to hear from you to keep these conversations going. So if you want to apply to be a guest, or you'd like to submit guests, let us know. And thanks again to Zoe for joining me today, and the lovely Nicola Humber for being part of Mother Speaks. And to you, our listeners, up next on UK Health Radio's rolling stream of healthy shows is the Menopause Sisters. So remember, you have a vast, untapped, fertile field of mother energy within you. Regardless of what or how you choose to mother, it's just waiting to be honoured by you, for you, and the rich families and books that you're creating. Thanks very much.